Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 3 1/2, 2, 2 3/4, 2 1/2, 2 1/4, 1.
This is RSBNB Update, episode 26, recorded on Thursday, December 8th, 2005.
Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you may be. This is RSB Update. This is PGA69. I'm here with Shane 12088 and Chrysler and Chris, which are both moderators from our site.
Exactly.
So, say hi, guys.
Hi.
Good.
As you guys might notice, Pika is actually back this week.
I'm back now.
He got the donkey working. Got him to RSBNB to do the show. Perfectly fine. Maybe.
Yes.
So what have you been up to in your off time from the show?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Stuff.
Okay, stuff.
like last Thursday, I went to a plays, or a production, a theatrical production, as they call it now, that's, it was Berserk. It was a love story, but wasn't really a love story. I just remember some guy, like, falling through a window, and that's about all. And then the week before that...
All right.
Was, Wait, no. That was the week before last week. So last week, my computer just took a crap on me, because I reformatted it, and it didn't feel like working for a while, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
So are you back for good now?
Yeah. Probably.
Well, that's good. Well...
Unless I die within the next week.
So. Well... Time to get moving. We have some RuneScape updates and some questions to think about today. So let's get moving here.
Sweet.
Oh, wow. New desert town, tools, sheds, and spirits of the Elid. I don't know. Has anybody here besides me went to see that at a new city?
I haven't been on RuneScape for 2 weeks, so I wouldn't know.
Chrysella, have you gone down there?
No, I haven't had time.
Oh, well, I guess I'll be talking about it then, since Chris doesn't play RuneScape anymore.
Yay.
Anyways, city's okay. Has a herb idea, anvils, stone oven, but you can have your herbs identified for 200 GP. I wouldn't
herbs.
Pay that, whatever they're called, I wouldn't have them identified for that much. 200 GP is far too much for one herb, if you guys get what I'm saying. Clay oven is okay, it's pretty close to the bank, but then again, it can't beat the closeness to the rogue's den for cooking things like fish and whatnot.
Yes.
So that's good. Also, they came out with this new food called the chalk ice. It's a chocolate ice thingy. It heals you and also prevents you from dehydrating in the
cool.
desert.
So it's like a Starbucks kind of thing.
Let's see how that works.
Yeah. Or if you guys are from Canada, the Tim Hortons
so,
Ice Cappuccino.
So it's kind of like a mocha chocolate latte grande kind of thing. I don't know Starbucks crap jargon, so... But it's good, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways. Yeah. Also, little leprechauns at the farming field. Have any of you guys seen these walking around?
I see that.
Yeah? They're little green things that walk around farming... patches, and they can hold your farming equipment like buckets, compost, and your tools for farming.
Do they give you pots of gold?
Do they give you gold?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But aren't leprechauns supposed to give you gold and treasure or something like that?
I don't know. I'm not sure on the legend of leprechauns. Maybe around St. Patrick's Day, maybe?
Maybe. That would be cool.
Yeah. So... That's what we have that week. Also, a new quest.
Yay.
Which is good. Would anybody... I don't know. I assume nobody here has done the quest, but... It's a It's an interesting quest. I like this quest. It's called The Spirits of the Elid. Mystical beings under the desert that nobody ever sees. Apparently the people in this city threw away this little statuette down into a crevice, and then therefore these people decided that they would curse them and not allow water to enter in their town anymore. Oh yes, and when you throw the little thing down in the crevice, a genie is actually holding it, so yeah.
Why did they throw it down there again?
Because they thought there was no point with it, because Sarah Doman said they didn't need it.
Well, then why didn't they just stick it into a box or a closet or something? Why throw it down into a canyon where it would like cause all this chaos? I mean, these people are kind of stupid. Hey,
okay.
Guys, let's throw meaningless stuff into a crevice to pollute the desert, you know. Oh, wait, we'll get cursed, so cool, let's do it. Sounds pretty cool.
Yes.
Sounds so fun.
So, I don't know, it was a good quest, though. You get to meet these little mysterious people.
What do they look like?
Kind of like they're like elemental kind of people, underground. But they're kind of like, it's kind of like meeting some things that you heard of before, but you didn't exactly know if they exist. Kind of like this one race on that Star Trek show.
That one, so. Star Trek. I remember that one.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
It was the one with the people, and they were like, cool, there's these people here. And the people were like, rawr, we're going to eat your soul. But then they blew up the planet so that no one's soul was eaten.
No, I'm afraid not. Anyway.
I swear that's what it was.
No.
Then no. We're watching two different Star Trek.
We're not going to go there.
Okay.
Yeah, probably, hey? Anyways, that genie doesn't grant you a wish, so...
It doesn't?
No, but
okay,
for this quest you need thieving, ranging, magic, mining, all sorts of things to get through.
Okay.
I know that Chrysala was working on the ranged and thieving part. How far did you get on getting those levels? 37 ranged and 37 thieving.
I got 40 ranged and 34 thieving. So.
Well, that's good.
I'll
do the quest. Yes.
I can't do the question.
Yes, Pika. What's your
question? First of all, the leprechauns don't give you gold, and then the genie doesn't give you a wish, so what's up with this? I mean, this is crap. You're getting nothing for doing all this work. I want gold, and I want a wish. Make it
can't
three
have
wishes.
Everything, Pika.
Well, do this quest. Brings us up to, I think, how many quest points? 190 now?
190?
Yeah. 190 quest points. Lots.
That's a lot of quest points.
Yeah.
I think I have
one. Hey, Chrysala.
Yeah.
I think that I should do this quest soon. How about you?
That would be a good idea.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
What? Chris doesn't play RuneScape.
Get it in your head, Pika.
RuneScape is good for your health.
Sure it is, isn't it? Anyways, I think that pretty much sums up this week's updates.
Behind the scenes for December!
Blurite Dwarven expansion for Slayer, Champions Guild expansion, and
yes.
Festive Imps.
Festive Imps!
Christmas celebration. Question here, where's Carpentry and player-owned houses?
Yes, I was the first one to point that out to Shane as soon as I read the update. I was like, dude, there's no player-owned houses. I don't get a house to, like, decorate. And I was pissed off at that. I was like, no, I need a house to decorate with, like, cool, like, blinds and tables and light fixtures and water features and, like, gravel in the front yard and all that, you know.
And an Easter bunny.
And an Easter bunny statue in the backyard, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, obviously, they're not planning to do it because they said later in the year, and that's now, so, obviously, that's not happening. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see it in January? What do you guys think?
Maybe Jagex has let us down for the last time.
Maybe. Who knows?
We'll just have to... Uh-oh, somebody's getting a phone call.
Oh, I better turn mine off.
That would be a good idea, Shane.
Okay. Has anybody here done the Ratcatcher's quest?
Yes.
No.
Chrysalia, you know that you need stun grenades for it, right?
Yes. A lot of stun grenades.
Those sound fun.
Yeah, because there's this part where you need to get by guards and stuff, so stun grenades would have greatly helped for that part.
Did they really have stun grenades back in the day when this is based on?
No, I don't think so. But stun grenades would be a definite advantage if we could find out how to build some on RuneScape. So that's just a side note on the rat one. Oh yes, and my cat died.
So did mine.
Cats die now?
I went through 3 cats. Because I...
They
the
die
first
now?
One I had to shoo it away, and then the second one had to go and it died, yeah.
Wow.
They die?
Yes, cats die.
Oh my god.
During that quest.
People are gonna have, like, separation anxiety over this.
But you can go get another one for 100 GP.
Look, Shane. You can replace a cat all you want, but it just won't be the same cat. I mean, cats are like people. You may have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and then imagine them dying. You can't just go buy another one for $100. It doesn't work that way. There's gonna be some separation issues there.
Well, we'll just have to see about that, but I haven't seen any of these separation issues that you talk about.
If my cat died, I could never face RuneScape again. I just wouldn't know what to do.
What color is yours?
It is orange and the other color that goes with orange.
I see.
Yeah.
So, stun grenades for that quest in the update last week, and your cat can die. Ain't that lovely, people?
That's mean.
Okay, for...
That pretty much concludes your RuneScape updates.
I'm adding this to the list of the leprechauns and the genies. This is just horrible.
Let's move on to questions.
Yes, questions.
Now. Question period.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think of the player-owned house conflict? This is from Thief18954. I don't know.
I think it's crap.
Because they did promise them for later this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when has Jagex ever, like, fulfilled a promise?
When they said farming was coming out in that month, and it did.
Well, that's because farming's just a poor excuse to get another skill up.
Yeah. Like, we're gonna seriously need to redo all the signatures and stuff once Carpentry comes out. So that should be fun.
If it ever does.
Yeah. So for that case, maybe we should hope that it doesn't. But, who knows, Carpentry might be good after all. So, I don't know. And, well, this thing is about player-owned houses. I think that they should definitely be introduced. They said in the update a long time ago when RuneScape 2 first came out, and then they said earlier this year when farming came out that player-owned houses would be out later this year.
Shane, you don't know. They first talked about player-owned houses way before RuneScape 2 came out.
Like in the time of you?
Yeah, before I think it was even before Members was out. It was before you could store items in the bank.
Really?
All you could store was money.
I guess that's kind of true. But also, they said that there was Carpentry out at one point, and then it was removed.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Long time ago. So, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those, so, kind of as we thought, carry on with Christmas, I guess. Chrysalia, what do you think on this issue?
Well, I don't know, I'm happy to wait till they just come out, and then the fair craft will get mad.
Yeah.
Right, no, they
should
really
do, at least do it right, so that it's not a crap product like Microsoft's product.
Shane, that was very uncalled for. That was just a very cheap shot at Microsoft, which does sell very high-quality products, I might add.
No, they don't.
What about
I support
the Xbox?
Microsoft.
Have you read anything on the latest Xboxes?
Yeah, they get their, bunch of problems with them.
Well, that's because they're new. There's problems.
That's because they tried to get them out first.
And they did get them out first.
And now look what they're facing.
Well, we're drifting into tech news here, but we'll handle tech news later on. I think we've summed this.
Maybe they're going to release player-owned houses on Christmas and just not tell anybody. As like a gift.
Maybe. Maybe it'll be a hidden update. Who knows?
That's...
I can't really hide houses.
Yeah, I need a house too. But, oh well. Thanks for that question, Thief. Alright, next question. What do you think about peers? I know they own in the wilderness, like there's no tomorrow, but I would like to know, how you know about PKing and peers.
I don't know about peers. This is news to me. Yeah.
Really?
You're serious that people actually train a character for one skill or a few skills just to kill in a wilderness? That is amazing.
Yeah, they do, actually.
I sense
that astonishes even me. This is amazing. I mean, I would have never thought about that. But
Pika is an expert
this
at sarcasm.
This isn't sarcasm. I'm actually shocked and appalled that someone would ask a question about this. Want to know anything about them? I think that they're good. People, the wilderness was full of peers back in the day, so people make more peers to kill those peers, and people are killing peers with peers with peers with peers on peers, and all this other good stuff. So, basically, the free wilderness is just a bunch of peers. It's all good and fine and dandy when you think about it. Who cares?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for that, Pika.
Yes, thank you. Peers, I don't know. I don't see the point, really, to skill peer, because you could easily defeat them some way. But I think it's more better to have a powerful main, or just make a moneymaker. So, level 3.
I saw level 3 with the party hat.
Once. Yeah. Yeah, eh?
Once. The only thing that I would really have a peer for is if I was a member on... for dueling at the duel arena.
Yeah.
That because there's a lot of peers there, and they're very good at their skill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being a peer isn't just like being strong at a low level. It's a way of life. And these people are considered rich. I mean, crap, like, these level, like, 50s with, like, millions and millions and millions of GP. It's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Anyways. I'm not much for peers. Pika is for peers. Grisella, what about you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why people would waste their time on them, because they're not really that much good for anything. And level 3 with the party hat is just wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because they need to share the wealth, you know? What are they going to do with a party
Chrysler.
Hat? Chrysler. Nobody cares about a level 3.
Hey, Chrysler.
What?
Communist, what? Okay? We do not share everything with everybody. Some people are going to be richer than other people, and some people are going to be a lot poorer than other people. And
Okay, let me rephrase. How about they share all the wealth with me?
Look, Mussolini, we don't need a fascism dictator in here, okay?
Who is the fascist dictator?
No one. But, I'm not saying any names.
Okay,
But some people do want them. Like, someone in this conversation right now that's not a guy. And, I'm not going to say a name.
Wait. Aren't everyone that's not a guy?
It's not you, Chris. Just
like
forget
that?
About it. But, yeah, everything on RuneScape belongs to whoever owns it. We shouldn't, like, disperse it out equally like a socialist society. So, if you're rich, if you're poor, you're poor. If you're then that's great. If you're level 126 without anything, without even a 1 GP, it's good for you. You're strong. Who cares? So.
Okay. I think it's time we wrap that question up. That was from Thornhawks. Thank you.
Oh, wait. We totally got off the question.
Yeah. We end up talking about the economy.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Oh, well.
The next question.
Next question.
I want to read
it. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you think is the best fighting skin? Melee, range, or mage? That's from Lisa's. So, for the most important one, they're all equally important. One is not superior to another.
I don't know. I haven't been in there that much, but I think range might be gaining power again. I'm not sure.
They're all equal.
With that new circle bow. Mm-mm. Oh, no, I really think the ranging or magic has the power these days. Yes. That's my stance on it. You can have your stance, too. Why don't we ask Chris and Chrisella what they think about it?
Well, it also matters under what circumstances you're fighting.
Chrisella, what do you think?
I don't know. I hate ranges and I hate mages, so I'm gonna say.
I liked ranging back when I played. That was my.
Why don't you start?
Well, you guys
why
are
don't
just
you
all
start
biased.
Playing again?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
I have a choice.
Chris, RuneScape needs you. It's calling for you, Chris. It needs you. Can't you feel it calling towards you, Chris?
I don't hear it.
Okay, and now we have an audio question from Alex43. If you'd be so kind as to play that.
Whenever I do a quest, I feel that the Jagex team was feeling something during the making of it. Because some quests are more humorous than others, some more annoying than others, some more boring than others, etc. Do you ever have that feeling whenever you do a quest? Like the idea that the Jagex team might be getting bored with making RuneScape or something?
I don't know, what do you guys think? You think Jagex in any specific mood when they're making a quest?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that they just have really bad days, and they make really bad quests.
On bad days?
Yeah, they're like, dude, I don't know what to make. Just put something together. It doesn't have to make sense. just make whatever sounds good to you. Here's $1,000, do it.
Yeah, I don't know. We said this last week that lower level people don't like playing with cats.
Well, they're noobs. They need to get a cat.
I mean, higher level people
don't
like
noobs.
Playing with cats.
Well, they're noobs. Cats are awesome. So, well,
really?
I don't really play with my cat. I don't like my cat. It just follows me around. Turned into an overgrown cat, and I was like, cool.
I see.
I don't have to, like, pay attention to it anymore.
Oh, really?
So.
Well, I don't know. I think they were having a bad day when they made
I think they were having a bad day when they started groups. So.
Yeah, the rat catchers one.
Because there's a lot of questionable stuff on RuneScape.
That means something.
You know, I hate my life. Let's start a game.
About how bad my life is.
Yes,
for a video
that's a good
game.
Idea.
Let me express my anger towards the world.
Make everybody else hate their life.
Let's have a game with giant spiders in it. Cool. So.
Right. Giant spiders, that's right. I don't know. They probably have bad days and stuff in there.
In Killer Jello.
Killer Jello.
They got Killer Jello in a Slayer dungeon, you know, the jellies.
So, I don't know, what was the original question even? We seem to be going off track on lots of the questions today.
Is RuneScape losing its goodness? Is the Jagex team, like, high or something when they make the quest? Are they just bored with RuneScape?
Are they having a bad day?
Is RuneScape bored with RuneScape? I say yes.
Yeah, some days, hey?
I get bored playing it for more than 2 hours at a time. Imagine working there every single day for, like, 5 years. You can just imagine their dilemma. Oh, they probably
don't
like
so.
Me now. That pretty much, like...
No, they probably don't. You'll probably get banned. I think you just canned your RuneScape.
Probably.
Character.
It's probably hacked right now. Andrew Go is probably hacking it as we speak. All my stuff's gone. I get on there and I'm like three again.
Well.
They like reduce my skills.
Level three.
That would. Okay, I shouldn't have just said that, but.
Well. Yeah, well, sometimes they do have bad days and might be getting bored.
I'm getting
of it, like
bored
when I made
with this question.
The rat catchers one.
Fun.
I don't really see the point of that quest.
Alex 43.
I don't know. Thanks for that question. There. Yep. Thank you. And what time is it right now?
It's time. Oh, it's 7:53 p.m. Thursday. December 8th, 2005 AD.
It's time for tech.
Oh, it's tech time! Yay!
Anyway,
we should have a tech
thing
time
we've,
song.
Got today is super cooled water. You guys know, do anybody here drink a bottle of water often?
Me. At school.
Yeah. See, it's probably not cold enough where Chrisella and Pika are right now, but where me and Chris are, it would be cool enough. To do this, for example, take a bottle of water and stick it in your garage, and it won't freeze like if it It had to be minus 17 degrees Celsius for this to work, but Sky had a bottle of water in his garage, so, and when he brought it in and poured it in a cup, it started freezing up right away. So, super cooled bottle of water.
How did that work?
Meaning that...
That doesn't make any sense.
That's one thing that physicists don't understand yet, is they don't understand how the most basic thing...
He's a wizard!
Try that
We
now.
Should burn him at the stake.
So, Chris, put a... It has to be pure bottled water with a...
Deionized?
It has to be pure. I'm not sure.
But he has a Nestle kind. I drink that a lot.
Yeah. So put that in your... in your garage and then try this, what this guy did.
Just set it in the garage?
Yeah, for like overnight or something when it's really cold outside, and then maybe it shouldn't freeze. So, and it has to.
And if it does?
It's not supposed to freeze. But.
I don't think it would freeze.
Well, if it. That's how you get your super cooled water. Take a look at these. Videos on here. They're quite interesting.
I've heard of
how it freezes.
Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that episode of MythBusters with the superheated water?
No, I didn't see that one.
Well, they would take pure deionized water and they would put it in a microwave for a while, and then it would just look like regular water. Then they'd put like a substance into it, and it'd like explode.
Yeah, that's the same principle here, except being cold. So.
Yeah.
Definitely watch these videos.
Cool, MythBusters finally becomes good.
I'm going to try this when it gets cold again. It was 2 degrees today or something like that.
Oh, they just won't have like the right codec or something? So.
You probably need a DivX. DivX to play them. DivX.com, DIVX.
Well, since I just reformatted, I don't have like the latest media player, so maybe that's my problem.
Yeah. Well... No, all you need is a DivX codec. But, anyway, so take a look at these videos, give it a try. Try whatever you want. A human rights violation, maybe, is our next subject. This was posted in an online forum for this online TV show called Hack 5, hack5.tv, on these forums. Well, basically, this person goes to school. He was late, walked into his 3D animation class a few minutes late, went down to the office, and then came back, and then they had to be they took him to the nurse's office to do some drug testing on him without permission, when he actually didn't do anything.
Why would they do that?
So... You guys can't... Why would they do that?
Yes.
I don't know why.
Can't you refuse that?
Hmm?
Can't you refuse to piss in a cup and have them analyze it?
Yeah, I think so. But he said he didn't do that, but...
You should have seen what happened at my school. There were two teachers taken away to get tested for drugs, and it was kind of funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And one was my geometry teacher. He had to leave during geometry. We had to sit in the class for like 2 hours. And an administrative lockdown.
Oh.
And that was
I remember
fun.
One time I got in trouble for something, and they wouldn't tell me what I got in trouble for. They just wanted me to like tell them what I did. And I used my Fifth Amendment right, which is where I shouldn't like tell them like stuff because I don't know what they know, to like get myself in more trouble, you know? So you can't like be a witness to your own crime. So like... and they got pissed off at that, and they were like, dude, the Constitution, anything on that. And I was like, yes, it does. I live in America. People die every day in Iraq to protect us and our American civil liberties. And you're not going to jeopardize that. And then they got mad at me. They got mad at me.
Yeah.
So basically, school
is
communist. Remember that.
Well, just one thing that this always comes up, that Pika, it is everyone in the world. Not
well,
just
I'm focusing
America.
On. The Fifth Amendment,
if you
American
can
Constitution.
Think of that. Anyways, do you guys want me to read some of this?
Go ahead.
I was taken by my arm to the nurse's office, where I asked if they could perform some tests on me. I responded, no, why? Because we have reason to believe that you're under the influence of illegal narcotics was the reply. In total confusement, I responded, what? I was quickly answered, we have a good reason to believe you are not in the best health due to drug usage. If you do not comply and take these tests, you will most likely be suspended. So I sat down, took their test, which included walking in a straight line, blood pressure, following a pen with
the sobriety test,
and wanting me to pee in a cup, which I did not do. After completing these tests, I was placed in in-school suspension.
You do not have to...
So... Yeah, I know. So why
so they,
did they
put him
this?
On
this?
So they suspended him even though they said if he took them, they wouldn't?
Yeah, and he didn't take them.
Okay,
so.
guys, remember this. The school administration has no power over you. You do not have to submit to any, like, sobriety test or drug test or anything unless the police are there. And even under those circumstances, I would make sure to have an attorney.
The police
notified.
Was there.
I wouldn't have an attorney do any of this. You can mm-hmm. they can get once, you on a lot of stuff.
Once you ask for an attorney, they can't do anything more.
I know. Just say, let me contact my attorney or my parents' attorney, and then that'll shut them up and they'll send you back to class. I've done that once. It actually works. It works. Because they know...
Really? What were you in there for?
I don't want to say it on the show. I'll tell you guys later. It's pretty funny, actually.
Okay.
It involved a girl who said the wrong thing, and apparently it was sexual harassment or something like that. Yeah, it was really stupid.
Oh, right, I remember that.
But hey, I'm 16, I got the hormones pumping through me. It's not my fault, it's my psychological state. It's my state of consciousness, it's not my fault.
Right, okay, well, and then one thing happened here, when he got back, his USB flash drive was missing from his binder.
It was a conspiracy. They just wanted his. They just wanted his flash drive. So they called him into the office and, like, the teacher or something took the flash drive. That's what it was. It's just a conspiracy to get his flash drive.
I don't know. I don't think it's. I don't think this was. I don't think that was necessary. But the reason this is on the show is because
it could happen to any one of us.
Yeah, it could happen to you, and it's been.
I would sue the school if that happened to me.
Yeah, yeah, it would. If this has been put out by. This was put on that website called Dig, DIGG.com, and you guys know how many people go there, like over hundreds of thousands go there, so. Obviously, that school is going to be getting lots of email on this.
Big mistake for the administration there.
It's about the media, why it's on here. And it could happen to
Unbelievable.
You. And then we have a few things. Why you should not get an Xbox 360.
Because it was made by Microsoft.
Because
Maybe.
There have been so many problems with it.
Yeah, there has been lots of problems. Some of the reasons... beige isn't the new black.
pink is the new black, duh.
This guy on here says, call me metrosexual, but I don't like the color of the Xbox 360. And so what if you can change the faceplate? It's just not doing the same for me. Microsoft sent us a charcoal color debug unit, which plays early versions of games burned onto DVDs. And the debug is cooler looking than the retail unit.
Wow.
Yeah,
these gamer people
that's
are
one.
Freaks.
There is
no killer games
bread.
At launch.
Huh? Two wet bread.
Yeah.
There is a video I saw. The guy, he put a disc in to the Xbox and put it like it was standing up, then put it down, then put it standing up again and put it back down. He took the disc out and it was just totally scratched around the side.
Really. So, that's a problem. Another thing is, no killer games at launch, so that's something.
Halo 3?
Like, might have been Halo 3.
There's a Halo 3?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes, there will be.
If you watch the end of the Halo 2, you would know that there's a Halo 3.
I've never played Halo whatever, so...
Yeah.
I'm...
Anyways, accessories cost a small fortune. Hard drive isn't big enough, no built-in Wi-Fi, not enough USB ports, and no built-in card reader. And finally, you can't find any.
Good. Maybe it'll save some of us a headache over this.
Yeah. So once again, wait.
The stores are selling accessories, but not the actual 360.
Yeah. That's strange, isn't it?
Can't you just, like, build your own 360?
That's basically what it is. It's a computer with a dual power PC, 3 gigahertz chips in it. So basically, it's just a little computer.
So you could just make your own?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just make your own, guys. Save a couple $100 million.
Well, I don't know. So there are just some reasons for you to look at it, why you shouldn't get one, since it is Christmas season.
Ooh, I like the next update. Mm-hmm. Or tech news thing.
Switch to Firefox website.
No.
Yes.
Things about making the switch. After months of spyware and pop-ups, I took back my computer with Mozilla Firefox. The open source community is huge. Not only can I talk to developers, I can become one. I like themes. Firefox gives me unlimited creativity. Want to support web standards? Get Firefox. Oh no, do we all use Firefox here?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
I do.
Since I reformatted, that's all I've used, and
Chris,
it's amazing.
Salad?
I love it.
No, never.
What? What? Download it now.
I have downloaded it, but it's crap. I don't use it.
Blasphemy.
It's not crap.
Die now.
Maybe she doesn't understand the concept of what makes Firefox great.
I understand I don't like it.
There's Netscape Communicator, there's Internet Explorer, there's Crazy Browser, then there's Firefox.
Mm-hmm.
You need Firefox. Because
yes.
Firefox is the internet.
Firefox. You can effortlessly do things in Firefox that IE users only dream about.
Yes.
Without giving most of the compatibility up in IE.
Like when you hit Control F to find, it opens up a small thing in the bottom of the screen. And it's mm-hmm, amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like a built-in finder thingy, and it's amazing.
And then there's also a tab.
No, but this is better. It's making love to... It's just...
It finds as you type.
It's that good, okay?
Yeah. I won't do that, certainly.
No, but this is like... Search times like a million.
Here's our list of top 10 reasons.
Yes.
Tab browsing.
That's what I liked about...
Pop-up
I like
blocking.
Crazy Browser because of the tabs, but... Firefox has it, and it's great.
Tabs are nice.
Yeah, they are. Find stuff easier,
yeah.
Searching.
Uh-huh.
Built-in dictionary. Privacy. Better bookmarks. Accessible. Better download manager. And
yep.
Built for standards, unlike IE. Because if you look at some websites in IE, that thing doesn't even support standards. Which just makes... webmaster's job's harder. So, all the more reason for Firefox.
I would never switch. They're still trying to convince me.
Why not?
I didn't like
it. I've used it and I don't like it.
I didn't like it.
Well, I don't.
Well, start liking it.
Now.
It's a good browser.
What?
I don't know.
That's right. Nothing.
I don't know, I think we're done tech news now. Let's move on to rants.
Yes,
rant.
Who wants to read this first one?
I call reading the poem.
No, I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it.
Okay.
Okay.
PK read number one.
I gotta clear my throat for this one, it's kinda long. I hope I can read it all okay. Y'all. I know no is spelled with an N-O. Please don't do that, guys. I hate when people do that. It's just showing you're stupid noob. Anyways, back to the rant. Hi, y'all. I know that many people have posted here before, many times, I'm assuming, about this, but here's my rant. I was at Duel Arena. I stacked someone. They said to me how much stake, and I said I don't mind. So I offered full rune, D long, and 1,000 chaos runes. Oh, so they offered all that. Okay, I got it now. Please type right, okay, guys, please? Makes my job easier. So I put up 500k cash. parentheses, I'm not a pure, although I do have level 76 mage. Mage was turned off for this fight. End parentheses. Uh-oh. I just won against a guy with only 3 HP at the end. When I came out of the arena, I had the guy following me around saying, give my stuff back, and you had no right to steal my stuff. And I have reported so much, you're going to get banned. I said to him, but mate, we staked fairly. He then began to abuse me, and he was walking around the duel arena telling everyone I scammed him. As a result, nobody else would stake me. Sad face. At the end, I added him to the ignore list and world hopped. But that is not the point. I shouldn't have been chased out of the world like that because I want to fight. So, everyone, there is my small but annoying rant. Please feel free to post your feelings, too. But PLZ, don't spam. Thank you all for reading. End rant. Okay, look, if you win against a only stupid noobs say, like, give my stuff back, and you had no right to steal my stuff.
Yeah.
So basically, just call them a stupid-ass noob and to go away and die. And if they still follow you, it just proves that they're a noob, okay, guys? That's why I don't duel, because I always win. And they do this to me.
Yeah.
All the time.
I don't know. Have you guys ever had anybody like this that said that they scammed, that you scammed them?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so don't go around. See, these rants serve as a lesson to people. Don't go around saying that you scammed, because if you did, then that's just bad. So don't go around doing that. Next rant. Chris?
Why don't dragons fly in this game? Are their wings clipped? Dragon slaying, stand behind a rock and range a dragon that isn't smart enough to get you. Nice. Quite boring. Make them be able to fly and land wouldn't necessarily mean they could fly far away or even high enough to be off the screen. I'm sure they would still have roots, but I think that would mean more strategy in dragon slaying. Would it be better for it to fly and be able to torch you from the air, making you equip a dragon shield for protection or usage of anti-fire potions, perhaps, or ranging them from afar until it lands, maybe close to you, making you have to change locations to get your precious safe spots? I'm sure some would disagree. This would make the game much harder there, and who wants that? So, basically, they want to die.
Oh.
Yeah, and they want flying dragons.
OMG. Dude, I would totally quit press. I'm serious. I mean, like, who thinks about this stuff?
What if you could ride them?
You could ride a dragon, and it could take you off to, like, the dragon land. With, like, the rainbow-colored dragons, and it's a magical place where you could, like, touch the sky and taste the sunshine. You could, like, it could be, like, a little hippie land there. That'd be awesome.
Skittles.
It would be like that one movie where the little kid's, like, riding the dragon around. The Never-Ending Story. You know that movie? And the kids...
What happened?
What? No.
What happens if
you fall off and get squashed on the ground?
Yeah.
It's a great way to reduce the noob population. I support this. This is a great idea. This isn't really a rant, though.
It was actually found in the rants.
What
amazes me most of all is that this guy has power. And that's a rarity on here. No more discussion on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
I don't know.
They could, like, fly around,
won't make,
like,
the game harder.
Like,
the idea.
You in the wilderness.
Definitely a yay.
That'd be crazy.
Yay.
You could, like, ride the dragons over the wilderness and, like, drop those grenade things on them. The stun grenades. No, you ride the dragon and
stun grenade
the people below
the
you.
Dragon. Doesn't work.
Then you go down, poison them with your poison dagger, slit their throat, kill them and all that, make it all a nice bloody mess, and take their stuff. It's fun. I hope so. Did you die? Yes, he died.
Are we all still here?
Oh no. You got kicked out of heaven.
Yeah, I went to heaven, but they said it wasn't my time. So I'm back.
Go ahead.
The anti-ranter by Dr. Ruth. There was once a doofus who was named Rufus. He was not the brightest, not was he in the slightest. He came to a game with a peculiar name, Twas RuneScape, clearly one hell of a game. For an ape such as he started this game after making a name. It was Rufus, all because, after all, he was a doofus. He found many glitches which need many stitches. Thus shall his epic be started by being thick. He complained about noobs, he complained about froobs, but not with the best writing. To me was quite frightening. He blurted words which sounded absurd, like this is underpowered and that is overpowered. It was a madness from him, being your spamminess. He was like flaming instead of gaming. He whined about updates anew and cursed about his stabs undoed. He was a doofus that was named Rufus. Many were sickened, and then he was named the antsy ranter by the ones who were maimed. He is horrific, far past terrific. He spread his disease to the others who are displeased. Now there is spammers who loves to spam. Mods do not like this green eggs and spam. Don't you think the forums are overboard?
What's a froob?
It's
like a mega noob, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's like a noob, but with the F word attached to it in the front.
I think is everybody here okay? I think we're losing Pika again. Anyways, should we discuss this one then?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I think that pretty much sums up RuneScape as it is, hey? This is underpowered and this is overpowered. Your spamminess, the antsy ranter, stats on undo it.
That's clever.
So, yeah. I think this one sums it up pretty good. I like it. What about you guys?
It's pretty good. Mm. I think it's really clever how he did it in the poem.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't write poetry myself, but who knows?
Well, we should read Pika's poem.
Where's Pika's poem?
Do you want me to find it?
Find it and then we'll post it after.
Okay.
Okay. So, what do we, I don't know.
The actual question was, do you think the forums are overboard?
No.
At the end.
Hmm.
Wait.
I don't know, are they overboard?
Oh, the official forums?
A little bit.
Yes, they are. It's one, like, giant orgy of chaos.
Yeah,
the official ones.
Yeah, that would explain it very good.
Yeah, they are pretty chaotic.
Orgy of chaos.
So, yeah. I guess this sums it up pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Origin of chaos. I think we're done with the core components to the show today. Some RSBNB news, maybe? Yes, you guys can be on our next show. Next week. So, if anybody is wanting to do that, there will be a link posted that you can go to.
You need to know English, and you need a mic.
Yeah, yes. And it's going to be a contest. You need to do some sort of drawing of the staff. If you can't do this, then if we don't get any people coming up that want to do this, then we'll just have to pick somebody who has the interest to be on. And if they don't, then it'll just probably be a standard show. And we're going to be coming to you guys from after the RSBNB Christmas drop party on the December 18th.
We'll be live on location in like RuneScape somewhere.
So if you're going to be...
It'll be awesome. But we'll still be in RuneScape, Shane.
It's going to be after the drop party.
We will.
After.
We will.
Sure. Well... After the drop party, we'll be recording this after the drop party. So, if you want to be on the show, post a picture that you drew, and then we'll pick which one is the best. Doesn't necessarily have to be the most accurate, but the funniest. So, there we go. And speaking with that, the RSBNB Christmas drop party. I'll be posting a link to this, and it is going along And I don't know, Chrysala, do you need any more donations?
Yes, more donations would be excellent.
So donate to the drop party. And come to the drop party. It's at the Jolly Bar Inn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
The bar, it's like northeastern.
Nothing, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's when that is. What have we been doing on RuneScape?
Nothing.
I did the quest. I did the quest this week, so that's something that I did. I don't know, have you guys done anything on RuneScape, Chrysala?
Not really, just working on getting stuff, donations.
In place and everything?
Yeah, and stuff that I'm donating.
I see. One tiny thing here. We had a problem this week of people posting answers to questions in the questions for this week's show thread. Please don't post questions in that. Or please post your questions in there, but don't post the answers in there, because we answer the questions. So.
Yeah, guys. Questions there. Only I am.
Right. No.
Oh, wait.
We answer them on the show.
But only we're allowed to answer them on the show.
Yeah.
You know, they're not supposed to be answered before the show. You can answer them yourselves after the show or something like that. However, Shane's the boss. He can do it.
Right. So, I don't know. Anybody have anything else they want to say?
Nope.
Cat lady. Can you post it?
Picture of the cat lady?
Yeah.
the one I posted on there? That's Chrysala.
What?
That picture's Chrysala.
Oh, wait, the one I posted on the wiki?
Yeah.
No, we might scare people with this one.
Yeah, I think so. We're not going to be posting that picture. So.
We're going to post Pika's poem then.
Yeah, we'll post Pika's poem. Yeah, your poem that you wrote.
Oh, yeah, I already posted that one. It's in the non-RS discussion. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Probably like 5 pages back.
Well. Yeah, so. Hey, anybody else have anything they want to say? Yeah, I guess we're done for this episode then. I am Shane12088. With?
Pika69.
Pika Sisnuf?
Sisnuf.
Whoa.
That's right.
Pika Sisnuf.
Pika 69.
Sisnuf.
With Chrysala and Chris.
Peace out, y'all.
Two words that sound almost the
later,
same.
Later, brohams.
Right.
Later, man.
See ya, everyone. Bye-bye.
Later, man. Y'all. Y'all, man. Mang. 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 Mang.